This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Folks, as we just came off a incredible 2025 year, sports year, I should say, sports calendar year, we go into 2026. And here to talk to us about that is Jay Cicero, President and CEO of the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation. That organization is responsible for a whole lot of bookings for our sports events. Jay, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Newell. Appreciate you having me on.
Jay, it was quite a 2025, wasn't it?
It certainly was. It started off with the bang, and it with Super Bowl, and then although we don't run the Sugar Bowl, I'd say although it was 2026, January 1, the Sugar Bowl was certainly an incredible event for the city of New Orleans, and a lot of other great events in between. UFC national championships for for gymnastics, USA national championships. And, of course, all the other annual events that happened every year here in New Orleans, great, great sporting events. So just excited for that and excited for 2026.
Well, you know how this works, Jay. You're only as good as your most recent booking, right? And what have you done for me lately?
Well, that's not necessarily true, however, because of the cyclical nature of these events, but it is hard to top a Super Bowl year. There's no doubt about that.
I knew you would appreciate that and have a comeback. So what do we have coming up in 2026?
Well, we've got Sports Foundations working on several events. Savannah Bananas, of course, coming to the Caesars Superdome here in March. And then we have
that's a two-night gig, right?
Two-night gig on March 14th and 15th. They're hot as can be. We've got Hondo Rodeo Fest coming, a new event here in New Orleans. Really excited about that. WWE's Money in the Bank coming on Labor Day, actual Labor Day itself, September 6th. And then New Orleans Bowl. This year, we celebrated our 25th anniversary of the New Orleans Bowl. Next year, or this current year, will be our 26th, but looking forward to that also. And then, you never know, there might be some other events we announce in between now and the end of the year.
Yeah. So, when we talk about sport events and financing of same, I mean, these are very costly propositions. You're in a lot of competition with a lot of different cities. Talk to us about how that works.
The competition for sporting events is absolutely fierce, and I think other cities now are trying to do what New Orleans has been doing for, you know, 40 to 50 years since the Caesar Superdome was built and was the Louisiana Superdome way back when. There's new stadiums with roofs being built all over the country. They're planning for the next several years. But there's also facilities and convention centers that have been expanded significantly over the past 20, 25 years. And they really want what New Orleans has kind of perfected to host events and to host major events, especially sporting events, since the nature of them brings so much economic impact and incredible media exposure that comes along with them. So competition is fierce all the way from Los Angeles all the way to now going to be Washington, D.C. with a new stadium sometime in the next 5 years. And we're just excited to still be in the mix and to still be focused on bringing economic impact and media exposure to our great state.
You mentioned dome stadiums. Obviously, that puts a lot of that is being driven by access to a Super Bowl, right? Because that's almost one of the requirements now. They love to remove the weather because it has such a significant impact on the revenue. When we think about competing in 2031, have y'all identified who we are competing against for that 2031 Super Bowl?
We have not. And first of all, congratulations to Mrs. Benson and Governor Landry on scheduling a very important meeting with NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell regarding that invitation to bid on 2031 Super Bowl. And from all reports, the meeting went very well. And we're now awaiting information from the league on the next steps in the process. This is a really busy time for the league for the NFL with playoffs, Pro Bowl, and a 26th Super Bowl happening over the next 4 weeks. So we hope to hear from them soon.
Because this is the presentation that you put on for this solicitation is a costly endeavor too. I mean, it's not like it probably was when you first started. It's a lot slicker today than it's ever been, right?
Well, all these events, that we bid upon and manage or assist others in managing, they all have a financial repercussion to them. You know, you've got to be able to compete with other cities in order to be able to host these events. And, the state of Louisiana, the governor's office, and Louisiana Economic Development have been extremely supportive of our efforts to continue to be one of the leaders in the country and hopefully be a future leader in the country for these major events.
Do you see this changing, Jay, as it relates to this cost structure, so to speak, as a result of what's going on with NIL and the NCAA? I mean, these numbers, I mean, you're probably sitting back saying, oh, my God, where is this going to end?
Well, we've been saying that for a number of years.
it's nothing new, right?
It's nothing new. It just continues to get more expensive to host men's Final Fours, women's Final Fours, and other, major events that we bid upon and manage. And, the requirements, of course, they pit each city against other cities. And that's what these new stadiums, they may have, if they're in a northern city, they may get a Super Bowl once. But they will be actively participating in bids for men's Final Fours and CFP national championship games and other events that are designed for dome stadiums across the country. So competition is going to get increased, and therefore the price will go up naturally for these events, because these new stadiums are going to really want these events that we've been hosting for a number of years to come to their new palaces, so to speak, across the country.
But from the NCAA perspective, I mean, when their cost structure goes up with the dollars that they're associating with NIL, right, from inside of the university, mm-hmm. as opposed to what I forgot the nomenclature now, but I know that there's a difference. There's multiple NIL programs going on. They're going to be looking for a way to recapture that money, right?
I assume they will. I mean, it's not – the NCAA has always demanded a premium for a men's Final Four. You know, it is their number one largest basketball event that there is. And it is an incredible event. We've hosted six of those in the Superdome since it was built. And that's not necessarily a record, but it's certainly at the top for hosting a men's Final Four. We've hosted three men's Final Fours. Would have been four, except the COVID year got canceled right 2 weeks prior to the event. And, you know, we'll be looking at men's and women's Final Fours again starting next year for 2032, 2033, and 2034. So we're working a number of years out trying to get these commitments for events, and having to make, you know, financial and operational commitments is really what the Sports Foundation does.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
What would you see as the biggest challenge for you guys and, you know, for the city? I mean, when I think about it, like, because, I talk to you and others about a lot of what goes in here, and then I read these population numbers where the out-migration is greater than the in-migration. I start connecting all of these dots. I'm sure you are, too. It's really a pause for concern.
I'm not sure that the NCAA is looking at the out-migration for the city.
No, but I'm talking about you guys and funding and financing to be able to lure these things here, right?
I see your point. I think that what Governor Landry and Louisiana Economic Development have been doing across the state of Louisiana could be a tremendous boost in our favor. These new corporations making billion-dollar investments in our state and having either a headquarters or a major operation in the state of Louisiana can certainly help us. So, you know, it's really corporate dollars that that help support these events. Now, certainly ticket sales, and what you're really gearing towards, I think, is ticket sales for events like Savannah Bananas or the Hondo Rodeo Fest and Money in the Bank and New Orleans Bowl. You know, yeah, that really does concern us that there would be some out-migration of folks who could attend our events. But hopefully there's an influx of corporate support that will help offset all that.
Yeah. It's it's interesting to see how all of this is going to change, because it's not just like NIL and college sports now. It's transfer portal. I mean, you can re-engineer, remodel an entire team in the span of, you know, less than a season, and come up with a whole different, you know, product and the demands that puts on everything downstream.
You know, it does, and it also, you know, it does put demands on. And I think it's never good to have confusion in the marketplace. And whereas in the past you maybe had 2 or 3 years where you could have a player on LSU's football team or on Tulane's football team that you could follow, you're right. You don't know what the roster is going to be year to year. And with the transfer portal being incredibly busy, incredibly active, it's hard to grow your obsession with your favorite team. Because of that, it's kind of like Major League Baseball. When you had all the players moving around so much, back a long time ago when the players didn't move around as much as they do now, you really have a lot of allegiance to your team, and you're able to have a favorite team. Well, now it's very difficult to do that. And that could be a negative effect of the NIL and transfer portal, is that, you know, it's going to be hard to really pull for a team and have a consistent excitement about certain players on your team year over year. But, you know, it's the world in which we live in, and we all have to adjust.
You know, I'm kind of curious whether or not that's contributed to the success of, like, the Savannah Bananas. You know, when you talk about the intensity of what's going on, not only in collegiate sports, but in professional sports today. I mean, there's just so much energy that's consumed that there's a sector of the audience that's just like, I just want to be entertained. You know,
That's exactly right.
I don't want to suffer from the intensity. I don't want to leave aggravated, you know, where I have to drink 3 more beers to calm myself down. You know, I just want to go and have fun.
Your thoughts. Certainly provides that relief. They are one of the hottest acts in the country, sports acts in the country. And they have they've really kind of figured out this blend of sports and entertainment that's family oriented, banana ball, you know, fast paced, fan focused, unique rules. The games are in the last 2 hours, really focused on fan engagement, and they have created something special, and we're just delighted to have them here in March 14th and 15th at the Caesars Superdome.
It'd be interesting to see whether or not they, like, form a Savannah Banana League. You know, where
they have a couple of teams that are trying to do that. I think their Banana Ball is what it's called, and they are trying to form a league, and they have other teams that are involved in that league. But, you know, whether or not they can do that and have enough support to be able to do it in multiple cities across the country is going to be very interesting. But certainly what they have now is a phenomenon.
Yeah. Final thoughts?
Well, just happy to, again, be working on these events again. And, you know, Hondo Rodeo Fest, I think people are going to love that, this event.
It's huge.
Kudos again to Governor Landry and his office. They led the charge to bring the event to New Orleans. And you know, his support and his fandom of rodeo is really what kind of led to this event coming, and we're obviously working in support of them and Louisiana Economic Development. But what a great event. It's going to be April 10th through 12th in the Caesars Superdome. Major concerts along with the highest of rodeo competition here over those 3 days. It's going to be great.
Yeah, I love watching rodeo. Every time it's on TV, I watch it. You know, I just think it's very entertaining, right? You know,
as far as competition is concerned, this is a Super Bowl of competition for rodeo. But
yeah,
they've got the festival music lineup: Jason Aldean, Leonard Skinner, Cody Johnson, Old Dominion, Bailey Zimmerman, Creed is even playing year over the 3 days. So it's a pretty unique setup and a unique business model that uses a lot of the major touring acts of music to grow the sport of rodeo. And that's what their main focus is to grow the sport of rodeo.
Yep. Some exciting days headed our way in 2026. Jay Cicero, President and CEO of the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation, thank you so much for all that you and your organization does. Most people don't realize it's mostly volunteers, right?
Absolutely. I mean, we've got a very small staff and a lot of volunteers.
Yep, absolutely, and do a great job at that. Thank you so much, Jay, and best of luck in 2026.
Thank you, Newell. See you in Mass soon.
Absolutely. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.